I was hot. I was so fucking mad. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm upset.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to Dead End Gaming, episode 108. BZ is absent, so I'm taking this shit over. And with me, I have three lovely people. One of them being Tyler Durden.
Sweetest Spot, aka the Hoodie Band, aka Boogie in Yo Hoodie, aka Yo the Hoodie Tyson. I run that shit, bitch, not me. Honestly, I wasn't ready because I never go second. Hey. So I was like, I feel like you did that on purpose because I was looking at my phone and you were like, oh shit.
See, I'm not a misogynist like BZ. I'm playing. BZ back there, like, what the hell? Next up, we got Kevin, Bloodbath, Tower of Power, High Tower Power, other shit. What's up, sir?
Kevin, this bitch. Chilling, man. That intro was longer than usual, so I didn't know when to talk and when he was going to be done. So I was like, all right, I'm just keep waiting. So.
I'm glad I got y'all on your toes, man. Lastly, we got a guest who don't have to get ready because she's already ready, and she got more here to give us. What is up, madam? Tell us who you are.
My name is Majestic Madness 15. Y'all basically already know everything. I'm a variety streamer located in, let me say, outside Atlanta before people get mad at me. Because I'm not in the
you
city.
You ain't ITP, dog.
But I'm basically you.
Kennesaw, very far. All good. Hope y'all are doing well tonight. We got a few things to talk about, but first off, we're going to start off with the games we played this week. We have a pretty short distance between episode 107 and 108 because last one was recorded on Thursday. So I'm going to just go ahead and kick it off. I've played Apex Legends. I've played Phantasmophobia with Sunny, Majestic Madness, who's on the podcast with us, and a bass guitar. That was cool. It was fine. It didn't scare me. I'm brave. And I also played Amnesia Rebirth, which I don't know, man. It didn't really do it for me, man. I know people love Amnesia and they love this brand new Amnesia Rebirth, but I don't know. I'm super lukewarm on it. I'm just not big on being a weak motherfucker in games, man. Because I don't get scared, so it doesn't succeed at that. And I'm also not doing cool shit, which is a big reason I play video games. So it didn't hit for me, but if y'all like it, I love it. Actually, I don't. Also, play Skyrim, of course. Old School Saturday. Oh, no. Wait a minute. What did I play?
Castlevania
Symphony of the Night. Thank you so much, Majestic. Yeah, and that shit is dope, but y'all already knew that. Next, Majestic, what'd you play?
Phasmophobia, which was awful for me. I was terrified the entire time.
She was.
Quite a few times that I yelled and covered my eyes and jumped. Because y'all kept making me do stuff. I just wanted to chill out in the van. Let me just see if the ghost is coming. They kept making me do stuff. They kept leaving me alone with the ghost, telling the ghost to kill me.
Nah, that was them. That was them. You know what I mean? That was Sebastian. That was Sunny. I was taking risks that needed to be taken. This is all live. Well, not live anymore, but you can catch the vibes on my stream. We're all on camera, so it's a very full experience. So you can see Majestic cower like a coward.
Wow.
It was fun, though. It was fun. I didn't say she was a coward. She cowered as if she was a coward.
I mean, look, look, honestly, they've given me so much shit over the last like couple of days about it. It's such an immersive moment, or like it's such an immersive game that I was not expecting it. Like I was not expecting to hear like the little like ghost breath in my ears. Like that was freaking me out, because that's the stuff that gets me in the horror films. It's like the build up to you getting attacked. So there, and the lights flickering. So there was definitely a point where the lights flickered. I cowered. I heard the little breath in my ear. I thought I was gonna die, and I just chilled in the corner. I just stayed there.
I think
the ghost killed Sunny, and I just stayed there.
I was thinking about like what's the scariest game I played this whole Muggleween, and Phantasmophobia might be it. But
oh wow,
maybe like that's not saying a lot, because it does use sound in a very visceral way, and you are dreading the death, the inevitable fucking death, because I feel like there's nothing you can do once.
No, you can't. You hit it, that just heartbeat. Like sneaks up on you. So it's like I don't even think I paid attention to the heartbeat. I think the scary part is like 1 minute you're chilling, next minute something's going off to tell you that a ghost is there, and you don't know if that ghost is going to kill you. You don't know what it's planning on doing or what it's going to do. So, and you can't really move. So they left me alone in a school.
Oh, come on.
Knowing I could. Okay, first of all, y'all left me alone.
I didn't close the door.
Knowing I had no idea how to get out because the school was so big and the flashlight was just not working. So I'm just running around in circles. Every 5 seconds, the ghost is trying to kill me because my flashlight be flickering. And they're just in the van laughing.
Wait, so what exactly, like, is the story with this game? Are all the ghosts evil? So, like, do all the ghosts want to kill you? Or is it maybe some ghosts that want to just, like, make you a grilled cheese sandwich and be your friend?
Yeah, is there a cast with a friendly ghost in this game? That's what Tyler wants to know.
No. So you're basically like a ghost hunter. So you have to figure out like what type of being it is. So you're looking for whatever evidence you can find. And you'll start out with, okay, here's the ghost name. Like they react when you're by yourself or when you're with other people. And they give you like that kind of information. And then some things you have to look for. And then you have all these ghost tools. So you have a thermometer. To take the temperature, because some of them will lower the temperature. You have
some of them have COVID, and you have to see if they have a fever.
Basically, because you'll walk in a room, and then all of a sudden you'll like see your breath, and you're like, "All right." And then you have to figure out which room in whatever building you're in the ghost is. So some of the stuff you might see is like your breath. That means that the temperature has dropped, so they're probably in there. You might see. Fingerprints, if you have the, what is it, I forgot which flashlight would show you the fingerprints on the window.
The UV light.
Yeah, the UV light. You can put like a ghost writer book on the ground or on anything, they might write in it. You have a little you have a bunch of different tools to kind of help you figure out where the ghost is, and then you can talk to it. So
you see it?
You can. Mm-hmm. I took a few pictures of the ghost that I saw, and one of them really freaked me out.
So how do you win at Fantasia?
You have to find enough clues to correctly guess the ghost in whatever level you're in.
You have to guess their names? Like, you got to talk to them?
No, you have their names. You can talk to them. They don't like when you talk shit to them, and they don't like when you say their names, to be honest. But you have a journal, and you log all your clues. And if you log the clues, it'll tell you which kind of demon, ghost, whatever it is best fits that description. And if you're right, you get like money to buy more equipment. But then you can also buy like a crucifix, which no one would let me buy. They said I didn't need it.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I don't think I'm going to be playing Fast Five anytime soon.
Look, I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified.
It was a good time. It was an okay time. It was good to play with y'all. I say that.
Yeah, it was fun playing with y'all, minus the fact that Abash literally locked me in with the... No, he closed the door behind him when he didn't need to, and the ghost locked the door.
I mean, you can't let that good air out.
And then... he did that. Sunny locked me in there. Sunny kept making me leave with him, even though I got all the equipment and stuff like that. Like, I was just like, leave me alone. Like, let me just... Abash just got to chill in the truck. And just be like, oh, the ghost is coming. Oh, look at the map. I'm like, why can't I have that job? Like, why do I need to go out and get locked by myself?
It's funnier.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I mean, it's entertainment. You know what I mean? We streaming out here, dog. We trying to make memories out here, dog.
There's quite a few times that I just hands off keyboard, sitting, covering eyes. Like, just tell me when it's over. But no, and then I also played Apex and Splatoon. I've been playing Apex. A lot of Splatoon.
I forgot that we played Apex together. That was something.
That was, we had a good time. Eric doesn't know what servers are. That's what I learned. Look, but, man, you know,
I'm just a real descriptive person. You don't got to know about that.
No, he just doesn't know what stairs are. It's fine.
My vocabulary
when
is
did
wide.
He call them?
An incline.
An incline can also describe stairs.
No.
But what I went
in
up,
what country?
Countries where they
in
speak.
In what country do they?
Countries where they speak
they
English?
Stairs and incline.
Countries
I've
where they speak
in
English.
Heard
they double as both. You know what I mean?
It'll be like it's different.
You,
like,
you know how Kevin British. when you repeat something that means the same exact thing? Stairs.
You
incline.
Mean a synonym?
Interchangeable, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, okay. I don't think so.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
They Tyler, are. I second that. Kevin.
An incline doesn't have to be stairs, but stairs are an incline if you are going up them.
Technically, sure, they are
correct. So I'm not wrong.
But no.
But I was actually going up an incline and she went upstairs because she did not see the incline.
So were they stairs or not?
She went upstairs, I went up an incline. But what she went up was also an incline that happened to be stairs.
I don't think I said it recently, but I don't give a fuck what this nigga talking about.
You don't have to give a fuck, Kevin. I'm just letting you know what the real is.
She's saying some bullshit because you're not telling us what the real is.
It's true. I just told you.
And stairs are not interchangeable terms. They're just not. Like
I just told you. I just told you. Stairs. All stairs are inclines. All inclines are not stairs. That's
what
it.
Is his argument?
Yeah. There is no argument. That's it. That's all. It's it. I don't know why I still continue. Kevin, what games have you been playing other than word games?
I have been playing.
What, have you been playing other than mind games?
Ghost of Tsushima. I played that a little bit. I've been playing it a good bit. More than a little bit. I played it a good bit. Obviously, I'm going to say 2K. Played it all the time. I haven't been playing that much Apex. I really need to get back on Apex. I need to get into it. I need to get some of these Halloween costumes. Like, I need to get it together because I don't want to get lost. So, you know, you either get with it or get lost. And right now, I'm missing.
Get hopped.
So, that is it. Get hip or get hopped. So, right now, I'm close to hopping. Right now, I'm leaping. I ain't hopped yet, but I'm close to getting hopped.
Did you play Ghosts with Wooly and B or not?
Yeah, I played with them.
How'd that go? You sound dissatisfied.
I'm just like, I'm trying to practice more because like B was asking me the other day. He's like, we trying to play some. I was like, bro, I got to get my key up right now. Like your key is like basically your level when you play online. And it's like, it's fun, but you just got to play with people higher than you. And it's like right now, my key is like in like the mid 40s, nothing too special. Everybody else in like the 80s and like low 90s, like high 70s. I'm like, oh shit, I'm half as popping as everybody else. I gotta get out there. I gotta get slashing and dashing. But it's also like the game is a little different when you play online. All the moves you usually have are now all tied to loot, basically. So it's like you have to have certain loot to do certain moves. And so I gotta get my mindset around what loot I have and what moves I can do. So like, I have to remember it takes a lot of stuff I don't used to think about when I play the game. It's fun though. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely fun. But word. What else have I played? I think played some UFC folk, but I played all the time. I usually just don't mention it. But my roommate Quan / co-host for Hold It Down, he been talking about it more on the show. And I don't know why he brings it up on the other show because he loses a lot.
Maybe yeah, it's fun, man. Maybe it's the bond of time he gets to have with you, man.
It's not because I talk shit and he always gets.
I mean, he might be a sadist.
The bonding time.
He might be a sadist. Though.
Losing the way he loses cannot be fun, bro. Like that, I know it eats at him inside to know that he like, bro, like it's bad.
It's,
like, it's been
time,
bad.
For a minute. Quality time might be his love language. You don't know, man.
I hope it's not because I'm telling you the way he be getting beat up in this game, bro. Like I don't know why he's been talking about it more and more lately. Like he's getting better. Cause he's not. Mm. It's like he's just not. But I play UFC a good bit. If anybody want to run it, you know what I'm saying? You know where to find me. Easy to find. Always looking to spar. Something else. Oh, I guess this weekend I didn't play anything, but I was back at HBCU Battlegrounds, day two of the HBCU Call of Duty tournament. Majestic was there, BZ was there. This week they was hosting. So I was just in the background, chilling, being around, eating food.
He got his fruit this week.
Food provided by them.
Yeah, they give us free food and drink.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of drink? Now you talking about juice,
alcohol. And juice. I mean, Kevin doesn't drink juice, but yeah, they got alcohol.
Okay. I made my own tequila sunrise. Delicious.
I was sipping Jack and Coke. I was taking shots of tequila. We took shots after you and BZ left.
When did the shots happen? There were no shots.
I was drinking Jack and Coke. Then I took shots of tequila later, and then I was just sipping.
Drinking them like in the same night, though. You were drinking Jack and tequila in the same night.
Tequila sun down.
I was like, I understand what you're saying. You shouldn't be mixing, but it's like I drank the Jack first to get my base, and then it was great tequila after that. So it was just like I wasn't too worried about it.
Yikes! Couldn't be me. But then I guess like maybe one of your personalities was drinking Jack, and the other one was drinking tequila. So like maybe it didn't impact you like that.
He got four stomachs like a cow and shit. What for each personality?
I see what you're saying. That's probably what it was because I was fine afterwards.
BZ, you see how they treat us? We hosted and they did shots after we left.
Cause y'all left like for y'all left out of nowhere. Cause like then they turned on the music and stuff. But
over. We didn't know y'all were still gonna keep chilling.
Yeah, yeah. By last week
when tequila and climb.
Last week they had a whole ass party and then I left. I was like, oh no, this ain't it. This is not what I'm about to do. This week it was only like eight of us in the building. So it was like in the whole building this week.
But if you had told us, hey, there's going to be a party, don't leave, we wouldn't have left. I thought it was over.
Kevin did not know that they was going to pour up shots. I walked back over to the bar to hop down on the fruit that they clowned me about, but everybody was eating it.
It was some good fruit.
Last week, last week when Kevin was there, they had a cheesesteak guy on deck making cheesesteaks. And I was just like, this is cool and all. But it is 12 in the afternoon. I don't be eating like heavy sandwiches in the morning. Y'all ain't got no fruit. And they were just like, what? No, we got no fruit. So I had to go buy myself a smoothie around the corner.
Niggas.
You ain't got no fruit? Wow.
Look, bruh. They had water.
Like, what the fuck?
They looked at me like I was some kind of weirdo. And I was like, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
You are in a gaming tournament. Like, what the fuck? Talking about some, y'all don't have any fruit. Y'all don't
have any hors d'oeuvres.
Give me a fruit platter. That's what he said.
Look, I'm not bougie. It's just, I try to
worry. Jam.
I worry about my health. When Kevin eats, usually the first thing I eat is something simple and good for my body, like fruit.
That was interesting. Tyler, did we learn what you played this week yet?
No.
The answer is Apex. That's all I've been playing. I kind of haven't been sticking with my whole jump on Animal Crossing once a day to check my stores. I haven't even been doing that shit. There was a good like 3 or 4 days that I didn't get on at all. I'm still waiting on my dad to get his account set up because then I'll play more often so I can play with him. But yeah, I've just been, there were a couple of days I didn't play shit at all. Like when I have time, I'll jump on Apex for, you know, a half an hour, which is why y'all haven't been getting gun emojis from me all the time because I just haven't really had time to play for longer than like a half an hour at a time. So I don't even be hitting y'all up. But, you know, yeah, I played that a couple of times. I got a chance to play the Fight or Fright event. The, what's it called? Shadow Royale, the game mode. That shit is fun as fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I think they did a really good job of improving on that from what they did last year. Because the one last year was fun, but I feel like this is better. Like the fact that you still stay with your team as opposed to just being on the team with the shadows and it being like the shadows versus the living legends. Mm-hmm. Like how they have it now where it's like, you're a shadow, but
like a guardian.
Exactly. And then if the last living member dies, then your squad is eliminated. I think they did a really good job of sort of reworking that and making it better. But yeah, so that shit is fun. I only played it a couple times, then I just sort of went back to regular trios. But yeah, that's all I've been playing.
Well, all right. I made you wait because y'all got to wait for Cyberpunk to come out. What's up, bitches?
Wow.
I'm here.
All right, how do I leave? How do I get out of here?
Yeah, boy. Another delay.
There's an incline you can take to get out of here.
All I got to say is there is a pretty funny clip where I'm asking him, I'm like, we're playing Apex. I'm asking him, where did you go? He's like, I went up the incline and I'm running upstairs. And I'm like, bitch, you mean stairs? He's like, no, it's an incline. These are stairs.
Hey, man.
As I'm running up them.
Incline is an eye of the beholder. But what you won't be holding is Cyberpunk when you thought you would.
Oh, my God.
December 10th, y'all. Somebody told me I called this. I don't remember calling this, but I'm also not surprised. So I'm going to give you...
Delayed. I knew it.
I'm going to give y'all the letter that CD Projekt Red gave y'all. And I'm going to say y'all and not us because I think I'm going to get the game just to have like another next-gen game because there won't be a whole lot. But I'm not super excited about it. But the most interesting part to me is that some of you might also be wondering what these words mean in light of us saying we achieved Gold Master some time ago. Passing certification or going gold means the game is ready, can be completed, and has all content in it. But it doesn't mean we stop working on it and raising the quality bar. On the contrary, this is the time where many improvements are being made, which will then be distributed via a day zero patch. This is the time period we undercalculated.
What does that even mean?
It sounds like they finished, like, it's like when you finish a paper and you're about to turn it in, but then you realize you got some typos in it.
And you proofread it? And then now,
that's what it sounds. Sounds like they're just proofreading their paper, but now the revisions are going to end up making their paper late.
Yeah.
I'm not even listening to these niggas anymore. What? Like, I'm really, when the game comes out, I'm
so
excited for it.
Sorry.
No, I'm not even listening to these niggas because, like, I mean, every single fucking time, and I did call this, like, I said, like, I was talking to one of my coworkers about this game a couple weeks ago, and they were like, oh, when's the release date? I'm like, well, they're saying, and I put it in quotes because I'm like, I'm not going to believe it until I actually had that shit in my hands. And then it got pushed back again. At this point, it's just like, I'll be happy when it comes out. I'm not going to keep moving the date on my calendar or thinking, oh, I'm going to have it on this day. Oh, I'm going to have it on that day. It's like, when the shit comes out, great. I'm going to still cop it, but I'm not going to keep like waiting for a release date because the release date is never the fucking release date. Like, I feel like it's going to get to be like a couple days before what they're saying about December 10th. And then they're going to be like, oh, 2021 or first quarter 2021. I ain't even listen to this shit no more, dog.
You know what's crazy, though, is I feel like there was a little while ago where, like, Eric and, like, probably, like, Wooly was making jokes. What if Cyberpunk gets delayed? And Tyler was like, don't even say that. She's like, don't you. She basically was like, don't you put the evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put the evil on me. And, like, that's how it sounded. And then now, unfortunately, it's all come to fruition that Cyberpunk is getting delayed. So, like, everybody's games got delayed this year. Everybody on the show who was excited by the game, one of them got delayed.
Yeah.
It done been delayed. Sorry, I'm, like, clapping off. Like, it should have been delayed, like, fucking five times.
Like, when was it? When was the original?
I don't even remember because it's been changed so much. Like, I feel like it was, what, March?
It was April 16th.
But see, the thing that's like fucked up about it, because if they had just said then it's coming out December 10th, it would have been like, okay, that sucks, but all right, cool. The fact that they keep pushing it back more, like they'll give you one date and then like that date comes and they're like, all right, here's another date. And then that date gets closer and then they give you another date. Like this fucking like tease, well, I don't want to say tease.
You feel like they're playing keep away? Or that's what it feels like.
It's just some, like the fact that they keep moving the like goalposts or moving. Mm-hmm. The fact that they keep it, like inching it along is really frustrating.
I think they should
If I had known that it was going to be delayed, say 10 months, and then it came out at 10 months, it's like, okay, the first delay sucks. But at this point, it's like, how the fuck do you even believe anything that they're saying? And I don't think that they're doing it on purpose. Sorry, I know I'm like loud and like emotional, not right now. As emotional as I can be because I'm a fucking G, you know?
Right.
But like, But no, like, for real, like, the fact, like, how do you even, like, get excited about a new release date that they put out when at this point we've been burned so many times? You know, it's like, y'all said December 10th. All right, cool. Whatever. I'll believe it when I see the shit on the shelf or I see it in my hand or in my downloads folder or whatever. I ain't even listen to y'all no more.
Yeah, I think they should do how a lot of movies have been doing and just say coming soon. Some of them are saying like coming to theaters, but they shouldn't even say that because we don't know if these movies come to theaters. They should just be like coming soon. Like, you'll see when you see our shit, because hopefully this 21 days is enough. I do have to ask, and Tyler may hate me even bringing this up. What are the odds that this game is not good when it releases? Maybe it'll be patched to be better, but what if the initial release date, or not the initial release date, the current release date, if it actually comes out on December 10th, what are the odds that that product will be a good product? Do y'all think it's high?
I feel like if anything, with all of these delays, people are going to be more critical of it than they would if all of this drama hadn't happened. So I feel like if anything, I don't think the game is going to be bad, but I can definitely see people swaying one of two ways. And it's either going to be, this is really bad and we waited for nothing, or this is really great, y'all. I'm glad y'all took the time that you needed, but I feel like people are going to be way more critical of it now because they pushed it back so many times. It's like, they would have been better off doing kind of like what The Last of Us did. The Last of Us pushed it back like 6-7 months. And then later on was like, never mind, we'll just push it out early. Like, kind of what Tyler was saying, if they had just from the jump was like, we'll get it out in December, people would be a lot happier if they started from the beginning, said, we'll get it out by like Christmas or, you know, right, winter holiday 2020, and then managed to get it out a little bit earlier. Then let's push it back 2 months. Oh, never mind. Let's push it back one more month. Oh, now let's push it back 21 days. Like, you're taking away the excitement for the game and just putting more pressure on it to be good. And then also building a little bit of resentment.
Right. Like, imagine you're going on a date. Or it doesn't even have to be like a romantic day. Like, imagine you're going to go hang out with some of your friends, like a group of friends. It's like, oh, we about to go to the I don't know. We about to go to the gin joint, y'all. And they're like, okay, we're leaving for the gin joint at 1. And you're like, all right, cool, bet. So you get dressed, you ready to go at 1. At 12:30, they're like, all right, we about to go at 3. And you're like, okay, I was ready to go at 1, but all right, that's fine. By the time it gets to be like 3 and they're like, oh, wait, we got to push it back to 5:30. You're like, no, I'm good. I don't even want to fucking go anymore. Whereas like if at the beginning they had said, hey, at noon, okay, we're going to wait and we're going to go at 5:30. At least you know what to expect. Like that whole waiting and then pushing and then waiting and pushing, that shit is for the fucking birds. And like I said, I don't feel like they're doing it on purpose, and I'm not like shit talking them, but I just feel like that really is, at least for me, and I feel like probably some other people as well, having an impact on our excitement or anticipation for the game, because it's kind of like, how the fuck can I even get excited about this shit now? I'm still excited, but my excitement has been raised and lowered, like raised and dropped. It's gone up an incline and down an incline so many times that it's like, I don't fucking care as much.
So what you're saying is you
tell, because I can't
tell all these broken promises.
How do I turn your mic off from all the way over here?
We got to get that button like they had at the debate.
The mute button.
I'm gonna holler over that bitch. I'm gonna trump this shit. Now, I mean, I don't know, man. Like I've been saying, it's disappointing, but my backlog is hefty enough for me personally not to be too worried about it. This wasn't a game I was super checking for like that anyway. But I'm just at the point where it'll come out when it comes out. And I hope it's good when it comes out. I hope it is worth that $60 or $70. That we pay for when it comes out, and not, oh, it'll be fixed later. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll fix it later. I want it to be a complete experience. I don't expect it to be bugless,
right?
But I do expect it to function.
But like, that's part of the pressure. Now they've put that pressure on themselves, or they put more pressure on themselves that like people are going to be expecting this game to be damn near perfect. They're not going to want any glitches, anything that goes wrong. People are going to be so ready to say this is a shit game.
Because, right, like, oh, y'all took this long and this is still fucked up.
As yeah, right, them journalists gonna be on it.
Y'all took this long and my character's stuck in a wall and can't get out.
Willie gonna be the first one to fall through the floor.
Right. But that's a natural thing that without all of this hype, people would be normally it's like, whatever. Like, yeah. Glitches and bugs, it happens. But they've kind of built this pressure around themselves. It was like, y'all took this long. This game better be damn near perfect. Everything better work. If it don't, I'm setting it on fire. Like, that's, some people are going to be like that. I'm kind of like you, where I'm like, okay, like, I'll play this game when I play it. I'll pre-order it if I get some type of promotion for it, like a sale or something. But I just kind of want to play it when I play it. So, I don't really care, but I can see why people would be upset about it.
So I've been seeing tweets here and there that said CD Projekt Red, the developers of this game, found out that they'll be working on the game 21 more days at the same time that the public did. And also, we haven't talked about it, I think, at all, but CD Projekt Red has been going through a bit of a crunch controversy, like a lot of other publishers do. Do y'all have any thoughts about that? Do you think the game should be delayed even more to give them time to live comfortably to develop the game?
I feel like that should resale. That should resale. That's over with. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, like, oh, well, we'll ease up. Well, bitch, the game is done. Ease up on what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just like, I don't really see the extra 21 days being beneficial. Again, I don't know anything about making video games.
Right.
But I feel like 21 days is not a lot of time to fix actual issues. Like, I feel like this is just polishing. I really don't know
what. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it's not issues, but polishing.
Like, 21 days, no.
It's like, it probably is. It's polishing so that, you know, it'll be nice and smooth for next gen. But at the same time, you always knew it was going to be one of the hit releases for next gen when you guys picked November.
Yeah.
So at what point did you realize you didn't think you were going to be ready for next gen and you decided to push it back? Because I know it wasn't today.
And I just realized that it's going to miss Black Friday. So that's going to dig into
sales. I mean, nobody's even really doing Black Friday this, like, as a day this year.
I believe that shit that when America? I see it.
No, yeah. Not as
in America. Like,
no, not as a day. I'm just saying, like, I've already heard, like, Target's doing Black Friday month. Best Buy has already been doing Black Friday sales on their website. Okay. Like, they're not really doing Black Friday as a day.
Okay.
It just sounds like it's going to be a month long, or at least from a couple different things that I've heard. It's like they're doing more continuous sales instead of just like, get your shit on Black Friday.
Okay.
It just keeps expanding. First it was Black Friday, then it became like basically Black Weekend.
Right.
And now it's Black Month.
I mean, if they do Black Month, I'm not mad at it.
I think that's what I'm pretty positive that's what I heard on the radio this morning when I was listening. Like, Target is going to do where it's like every day is a different thing on sale, because that's what Best Buy does.
Okay.
Best Buy will do like every day there's like a couple things that are on sale. There's like the general Black Friday sale, but then every day there's something different that's marked down specific for that day, so you got to get it that day. And I'm sure a lot more people are probably doing Black Friday online than they are doing in store, so it's probably going to benefit them more anyway to divvy it up like that and get a month's worth of deals instead of just one, two, 3 days.
That's interesting. I was wondering what the solution was. I was definitely thinking they still and still, though, on the day of Black Friday, I'll still be surprised if they don't have people lining up. Even though it's been Black Month, they could be like, oh, Black Friday, this is the real day. This is where you get the real deals. I still feel like we're going to see people piled up at doors. And maybe, again, I'm being cynical. 2020 has done that to a lot of us. I'm just saying I would not be surprised if I see people piled up at these doors. But
Stores have already said that at the very least, stores have already confirmed they're going to be closed Thanksgiving. So nobody's lining up Thanksgiving Day. Everybody's going to be
closed. They say that now. I don't
really believe it. We'll see. I hope you're right. I'll say that. I hope you're right. But
I didn't know that they had a black month now, besides February.
I mean, it makes sense.
You're not a black month besides February.
Black November. That's what they'll call it.
Black November. Okay.
Because like, I know every time I go onto the Best Buy app, I'm constantly seeing, oh, here's our early Black Friday sale. Mm-hmm. Check out this early Black Friday sale. It's all the same stuff they normally have on sale for Black Friday. And I've been seeing that a lot. So they're already, companies are already getting their sales out.
Okay. But yeah, if they trickle people in for specific items at specific times, I could see that working as long as they keep it consistent on Black Friday and still do the same thing and not treat it as a special day, which I'm doubtful of right now. But hey,
I mean, started as a week and that's in the whole month. So
I mean, yeah. I get it this year.
I mean, it started as a Friday and then it ended up being, you know, half of Thanksgiving and the Friday and the Saturday and the Sunday.
Yeah, man.
That's like, I don't... Black History Month too. Started as a week, Negro History Week. The next thing you know, we had a whole month. So anything
next thing you know, really? 2021. Black Friday year.
Black year. Black plague year, maybe.
Please don't.
Yes. I mean, no, that's real, though.
That's a little too close to home right there.
Right, especially because these cases are on an incline.
Oh, my God. Speaking of incline, in Apex Legends, you'll be taken to the skies in this new map for Season 7. Are y'all excited for this? I know y'all are, man. I know
everyone of y'all. I'm not even mad. I'm not even mad at that transition.
It was smooth, out okay.
Yeah, for starters, I was actually going to say that was a really good transition.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that. Yeah, Season 7, pretty sure it's called Ascension. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. We got a new map. We got a new character. We got a whole lot of new shit. I watched a lot of leaks and like rumors and shit. They said it's going to be a rumored new gun. Something about rumored like vehicles. So
yeah,
rumored,
like,
yeah, they said the article said something about there might be like drivable vehicles.
Yeah, I'm so kind of mad about it, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that yet.
Yeah, like I mean, they said that the map is so big, but...
like you need it. They said like the map is so big, like it helps you get around better. I'm like, damn, this map big as shit. So it's like,
that was whack as fuck to me. Like, I don't think the map is big.
Hold on, I got two of you talking. What were you saying, Tyler?
I was saying that just sounds whack as fuck to me. Like, I don't think I want vehicles in Apex. Like, maybe it happens and it works, but when I read that, I was like, I don't like it.
It takes like, a lot of balancing, for sure. Go ahead, yeah. Majestic.
No, I was going to ask, is it going to be kind of like the train where it just kind of operates on its own, but you can like hop this vehicle real quick, or is it going to be you're actually driving it? Like, which one do we think? Because I feel like if it's going to be kind of similar to the train and it's just something to kind of take you around point A to point B, maybe it might be okay because people like the train. But if you're actually driving around, I could see not liking that.
It says a vehicle. The way I read it, though, I interpreted it as a pilotable vehicle that you're driving. Maybe it's like a train or something. Which I'd be okay with, but with vehicles come a lot of balancing that needs to happen with maybe, you know, walk speed and how much damage a vehicle can do versus how much damage you take while you're piloting the vehicle. It's a lot of shit that can go wrong with it. But yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Vehicles was one of the things that sold me on Halo a lot. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll love it, but I really haven't liked vehicles in other... Halo.
I don't even like Halo.
Bro, I'd be whipping the Warthog, dog. But I was going to say, in other first-person shooters, I don't like vehicles at all. Like, in Warzone and shit, like, I don't touch them vehicles. So, we're going to see.
Back in my Halo days, I would, like, specifically avoid the maps that had, like, the PvP maps that had vehicles. Because I just didn't like that shit, like, at all.
That's what made him interesting, man. Taking down a Banshee in mid-flight is one of the best feelings you ever feel in your life.
I doubt it.
Nah, bro. You ain't feel it. You ain't know.
I'll believe you. I was just going to say, I'm kind of excited for the new character, not that I'm ever going to get her because, you know, I'm broke. they can't get no coins.
We don't believe. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you can pay to win though, and based on the rumors, you can do that very easily, Majestic.
Nah, that's okay.
Based on your income,
that's okay. Nah.
But yeah,
I finally got enough coins to buy one character, and I'm like, but I don't know who to buy because I'm not getting any more coins anytime soon.
Sure, you will.
I'd be struggling out here.
Does anybody look interesting to you?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I told you. I need to do research on actually, because the only characters I really know are like Loba, because that's what Kendra plays with. The Acoustic, because that's what you play with. Yeah, Watson, because you play with Watson at some point.
True that.
Rampart, because she's new.
True that.
No one else.
But speaking of Rampart, they're going to give her a buff. That's some of the other stuff that's happening with season 7. They're giving Rampart a buff, Mirage a buff, and
Mirage.
Is Octane? Yeah, they're buffing some people.
Yeah.
You don't need no more buffs, bro.
Mirage, yeah.
Man.
I heard they're also trying to fix Octane, because like Octane really isn't like a team player, which is obvious. That's why I hate when people pick Octane. It's like, you're selfish as fuck, bro. We a gang out here. Like, I hate Octane people. But like, yeah, they said they had a lot of changes they're trying to make. I wonder how Octane could be a team player. I really don't know what they could do to help him be more of a team focused dude. But
maybe he can make other people faster too. I don't know.
That just sounds unfair.
Everybody do drugs. Have a whole crack house.
Yeah, wow, that was rude.
Yeah, like he ain't a crackhead, yo. Come on.
Crackhead.
Octane is a crackhead.
He is.
Oh shit, fuck it.
It like he is. But I feel like this, like, I feel like the new character Horizon, she seems cool. I'm excited to see how her like gravitational power is supposed to work. Her little video she had made the other day was real nice. The little promo video they did of her backstory, that was cool.
Eric was just playing and I just saw it.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Should look cool. Maybe I'll buy her. Who knows?
I want to see
what it looks like. If you only have a limited amount of coins and you're not trying to buy all the characters, I feel like you should probably use your coins for somebody that you already like know more about, or that's been sort of like tried and proven. Because like a lot of times I feel like what happens with Apex in general, and I, you know, I always appreciate how they listen to feedback and stuff like that. But I feel like most of the time they release a new character and people will play the character because it's new, and then they'll quickly drop off, and then Apex has to figure out how to make that character work better so that they're actually you know, a more worthwhile pick. You know, kind of like how they're doing with Rampart now. Like they did that with Loba before, where they had to give her more stuff. They had to give Revenant more stuff. So I feel like they have to, like, as they roll out new people, they have to figure out what works about them and what doesn't work about them. So if you only have a limited amount of coins and you're not trying to, like, actually spend real life money to get more characters, then I don't think you should spend that money on a new character that they're still going to be trying to, like, figure out.
See, this is the feedback that I need. Because I only got enough coins for one. And I'm not trying to spend real life money.
The first character I got, I think it was Mirage, but that was way before he got buffed and got good. So I was kind of disappointed when I got him. Octane, I got like last. I waited. I was like, I do not want this person. Yeah. I got everybody before Octane.
The person that was good, like right off the bat, was Caustic.
Caustic was always good. Came out the womb good.
Why are you making that face, Tyler? He made you breathe it in too much. You look kind of bitter over there, man.
No, I fuck with Caustic.
Oh, okay, you made a little like.
No, I was saying, that's what I'm saying. I feel like he's the only one that like came out the gate.
They be hating on Caustic, man. Even when like I'm like, I'm Caustic, y'all. Y'all need to stop talking so bad about him. They be like, man, fuck Caustic.
I'm Caustic all the time.
Yeah, all right, cool. All right.
Caustic as toxic as Eric.
Toxic King, yeah.
That's what Diogen said.
Hey, man. Shit is serendipitous around here, man. I don't know how y'all doing over there. But
Caustic Mugga 11.
I'm with it, yo. I'm with it.
The Switch version got delayed to next year. All the other versions are still good to go. Still good to go for next month on November 4th, but the Switch version got delayed all the way to next year.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like that's gonna run like shit, man.
Yeah, Cookie Mommy actually sent me that article, and I was like, but like, who really wanted Apex on the Switch? Who's really trying to sit here and play Apex on the Switch?
I think people want to play Apex on the go, and I think that's cool in theory, but I just don't think it's going to run well. And Nintendo Online is kind of trash.
So yeah, that too. That's real. I don't think it's going to run well. It's not going to look as nice. It's going to, if you don't have a pro controller, it's going to be awkward. Like, it's just, like, I get you want to be included. You want to play with everybody else, but like.
Thought you want to be included. Really now really you telling them they can't sit here. That's crazy, Majestic. Wow.
No, because we everybody else has it. It's on all the other like major systems that people actually play shooters on. I get wanting to also put it on the Switch, but I'm also kind of like, who really trying to play it on the Switch though?
Also, the Steam version is coming on November 4th. So that's exciting for PC people. Have y'all been playing with PC people, by the way? I know Majestic has.
Yeah.
How's that experience been for y'all?
Two times, because my understanding of it is that they only really put you with PC players if you have a PC person in your party.
Correct.
So, yeah, I think I've played with a PC player maybe like once.
I have. My cousin, he has a PC as well, so he's playing on PC a little bit, but I haven't really had any issues with PC players. I mainly just been having issues with the game. I feel like I talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. It's something that ever since this beta started, my thumbsticks just start doing whatever they want. Like, my character just starts drifting random directions that I'm not looking. So,
you know,
they don't have to prep you for the Nintendo Switch version. Like,
he gonna get that Joy-Con drift.
Like, I don't know what be going on. And it's like, at first I thought, damn, my controller sucks. So then, like, I picked up my newer controller that I really don't use it often. Same problem with the new controller. Like, all right, so this has to be the game, because it's like, this controller is new, so I know these sticks are fine. Like, this is a game issue. Like, they'll just start looking up, or it's random when it does. Like, I'll be playing, and all of a sudden, my aim will just start going random directions. I'm like, dog, I'm not even looking to the left. Like, why is he doing this? Like,
I definitely
have been tweeting about it.
That sounds like your sensitivity.
But I never had this issue till the beta started. Mm. Not once did I have
problems. Till they added crossplay.
Yeah, as soon as the crossplay started, boom, like same day, all this new shit started happening with my controls.
I've always said drift on PS4.
What's going on?
But the drift only shows up on PS4 when I'm about to throw a grenade. But it's definitely my controller. On Xbox, it's fine. Playing with PC people has been a bit tumultuous for me most of the time. Lately, it's been okay.
Now, all the $10 words today, tumultuous, hey, visceral.
Man. I'm trying to get like you, dog. You know what I mean?
Incline.
Got an inclination that those shits weren't stairs, goddammit. Told you.
Oh my God.
But, so lately playing with PC people, Sunny Abashed, Rigo, I think are the only ones I've played. Yeah, with them on PC. And I think it just depends on the rank that the opponents are at, that it's difficult or like super easy. But yeah, that does put you in the damn near almost all PC lobby if you're playing with PC people. So you definitely might or might not notice the difference. And there's just some days that are just way worse than others. But
so I should just stop playing with Sunny and maybe I'll win.
Nah, not at all. Just don't doubt that firing range, dog. I swear by the firing range, just like I swear by the knife in Resident Evil. That'll always just like, it'll get you right. And, you know, listen to my commands when I, you know, bark them out, you know, I got you.
Go up the incline.
That's right. But see, you had, doubted me and you called me a bitch. And then what happened? We lost.
That's why.
No, of course not.
That's why. That's why we lost.
What's up, Tyler?
Huh?
You're going to say something, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to say, like, with the firing range, like, I definitely recommend, especially if you don't play Apex a whole lot, but even if you do, just, like, getting a handle on the recoil of different weapons can make the biggest deal in a firefight if you have to pick up something that is not your preferred weapon, just, like, understanding the recoil patterns and stuff like that. So, yeah, I definitely recommend just, you know, popping into the firing range and playing around with weapons that you may not normally favor, or even just popping in there for, like, a warm-up at the beginning of your Apex session,
Yeah, when I'm like asking somebody, hey, you want to play Apex or whatever, and they taking a minute, I'm going in the firing range just to see, you know, play with the shit that I'm not good with, just so I can be ready in most situations.
Right.
But yeah, no attachments, just
wow.
But yeah, man, we're speaking about EA, so that's as much transition as you're getting on this one. And EA is being sued in Canada over loot boxes. And they're saying that it's an illegal gambling business by selling randomized loot boxes for cash. And it specifies FIFA Ultimate Team mode, calling that essentially gambling. And Kevin, you said you agree?
Yes, he does. I feel like the whole loot box scandal is really only going to be around for a couple more years.
Really?
I feel like eventually, I really feel like it's eventually going to get like laws put in place against it. But I just think that the publishers will just take away the loot boxes and just keep the microtransactions. They're going to find a way to keep getting this unnecessary extra money. So
you know,
I feel like they'll just take away the randomized options.
I feel like last gen or this gen or whatever you want to call it, it's been, you know, microtransactions, or, you know, previous gen, it was withholding DLC from the complete game. I feel like this gen, even though it won't benefit publishers, but it will benefit the console makers, is storage. Like, storage is going to be a big issue this generation. So I feel like that's the shit that we're going to have to deal with this time around. But how the publishers are going to make money, I don't know.
Microtransactions.
I mean, yeah, they're just going to keep doing microtransactions. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, they're just going to take away the surprise and the randomization of it. They're going to keep giving you microtransactions. Mm-hmm. They've seen the money in it. Most of their money nowadays be coming from microtransactions. So it's like they're not going to get rid of their main moneymaker. So they're just going to take random elements.
Beans from the East said, is buying regular trading cards gambling then? And he said he's playing devil's advocate. I want to know what y'all think about that.
I feel like buying trading cards isn't technically gambling, because trading cards are their own form of memorabilia. So it's like you actually collect them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just something that happens in this one video game that really won't matter the next time around. So it's like, I feel like it's not a renewable source that like a trading card. You could get a trading card and that shit could be worth more than what you got it for. Your in-game item doesn't accrue any value. So it's basically pointless. I feel like that's, I wouldn't consider trading cards gambling the same way. Like, I wouldn't. But I mean, I could see if somebody else did. I could understand it.
I don't know if I could separate the two, man. I was trying to think about it. I don't know if I can. Maybe it is. But shit, I don't know, bro. It's not like trading cards be worth shit nowadays anyway. Or are they somewhere? I don't know.
I'm still waiting for the day that my Pokemon cards are worth millions. I'm just going to keep holding on to them.
On that to happen with my Magic the Gathering card. Wait, y'all don't need to know that I'm that much of a nerd.
Oh,
never mind.
Big nerd energy.
Nah.
Big nerd. Merlin over here, y'all.
I understand. Wow. I was never a trading card guy, but I knew people who was like Yu-Gi-Oh guys, and like I had a cousin who was a Magic the Gathering guy.
150K? Sorry.
So, Tyler Majestic, y'all got any thoughts about them being sued, EA? Do y'all think that's a case they might be able to win? Currently, there's no laws around loot boxes.
Full understanding of the... Right, and that's what I was going to say. Without having an understanding of the law that's in place, particularly as it relates to gambling, because this is happening in Canada, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even, you know, sort of everywhere, you know, the laws that are on the books about what kind of gambling is legal versus what kind isn't legal, I don't know enough about those laws to really say what I think about this lawsuit.
I kind of felt the same way. Like, I didn't fully know. I don't feel like I knew enough about like the loot boxes and what form of gambling was really going on that they were trying basically to have this lawsuit for.
Because like a lot of the problem with loot boxes is that there's people who are addicted to buying loot boxes, just like there are people addicted like straight up gambling. So it's just like this is hurting, like, this is like basically impacting a lot of generation of kids.
Lost him.
Yeah. Yikes.
Damn, bro. EA got his ass. Man got shushed. Give me some audio, Kevin. One of his
personalities works for EA.
Oop, and now he's gone, y'all.
Damn, bro. Conspiracy.
They don't want the truth.
I'm good now.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
All right, what was the last thing you heard? Because that was over.
People are addicted to the loot boxes almost like they're addicted to gambling.
Yeah, so it's like you're basically getting the kids who play these games addicted at earlier ages. That's the real danger here, is the next generation of gamers who have become basically addicted to
that. That's real.
No, okay, I get that.
But then I guess that could be pulled to a grander question about, like, this whole idea of regulation and government and not to get all deep, but, like, when you think about gambling releases like a certain responses that relates to like dopamine, right? Mm-hmm. And so like the people that are abusing this or having an issue with it are people that are a little bit more in theory susceptible to stuff like that. So it's like, to what degree can the government even regulate that? You know, like, because gambling is, I don't know about Canada, but well, it has to be because they have casinos in Canada, right? Yeah. So it's like some forms of gambling are legal in Canada. So how do they decide which ones are and which ones aren't based on who's like abusing them, or you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's because, a really slippery slope.
It's because gambling is illegal for children, and these games keep trying to act like kids aren't gambling in their games. That's really what it is. Like, and you can gamble in almost any country, but you can't target gambling to children. That's why you can't go to a casino until you're 18. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
okay,
that's okay, slippery slope here.
Okay,
that's why. This has always been an issue. They're always worried about the kids. They say adults, you can do whatever you want to do. You want to spend your money, get addicted, that's fine. But like, they don't want kids to develop those habits. So that's why.
So the article from GameSpot says, like other class actions that have been brought around loot boxes, the lawsuit cites gambling relevant sections of Canada's criminal code to allege that loot boxes should also be considered a type of gambling. So maybe they're looking for that, you know, like to designate it into, or to like identify it as gambling and to place those regulations so around that.
Can't, yeah.
Like whatever relevant regulations there might be, like, yes, keeping children away from it. But,
which I've heard that before as a possible solution. Like, cause like stuff like this comes up all the time and everybody's trying to find a solution. Like a bad guitar saying in the chat, like they would just make the games mature so kids can't buy them, stuff like that. But it's like companies don't want that.
They definitely
so it's like don't. Companies just, they're just trying to find a way to keep their loot boxes, but make it seem like they're not loot boxes, which is why they use coded language like, oh, they're not loot boxes. They're just surprise mechanics. Like, mm-hmm. the fuck does that even mean? Like, so yeah, like, they're always trying mean? To play. They made it, it means loot boxes. But again, these hearings are always full of old people that don't play video games. So you could tell them anything and they'll be like, all right, I mean, I guess it's not gambling, but they don't really, they're not on the ground level to it. No, it works. So.
It's your family always, does like an intervention for your gambling addiction. You're like, I'm not gambling. I'm just engaging surprise mechanics.
Like, that's basically how this is going. They're just trying to find loopholes to keep the gambling in their games. And I'm like, at this point, I feel like microtransactions are here to stay. Unfortunately, if they just take out the randomization of it, I think they're probably going to get away with it. Because that's why a lot of games nowadays, if you notice, they have to show you your odds of winning. Like, that is something like GameScrap, show you your odds of winning whatever you're trying to get. It might be in the fine print. Like, you have to go find your odds, but they have to display your odds of winning. So, before they never do that. And I know in Belgium, I think it is, or like the Netherlands, they took out all loot boxes together because, like, they made it illegal.
Yeah.
So, like, if more countries get like that, then they'll have to get rid of loot boxes, which is like, that's what I think. Like, it's spreading outwards to become a thing to where loot boxes are gone. I just think they'll queue to microtransactions.
So I wonder if they get the content for free over there or they just don't get the content at all. Cause I like,
I know they still get, I think pretty sure they still get FIFA. It just doesn't have the FIFA Ultimate Team thing in it. Like, if I remember correctly, Kevin could be wrong. Cause you know, he's wrong sometimes, but I do know like they don't have microtransactions in that. Like, it's banned over there. So,
All right. Speaking of what should be banned, we're going to get to One Gotta Go right after this advertisement. I'm joking, Kevin. I love it. One Gotta Go. I do, man. It's a surprise mechanic. We never know what we're going to get. It's good shit, man. Kevin's the first mechanic. He looks so sad. I'm joking, dog. It's a joke.
Fucked up.
I'm just a joke, man. I do.
Kev,
I do.
I want to apologize. I do love One Gotta Go. On behalf of me, Mugga 11.
I do love One Gotta Go. I do love One Gotta Go, man. Yo, you know I do. Okay. You know I do. It's my favorite part of the show. I really don't know what I'm again.
Sad, Kev.
I always look like this. Like, I don't know what to say. Like my face didn't change. It's like, nigga, I know y'all gonna talk shit.
Art changed and everything. It says Sore House.
Oh shit. Wow, that's not like something they say when a nigga's trying to shoot a free throw or something. Sore House. God damn. All right. Thanks for waiting for the ad. Kevin, what are we kicking out this time?
This week's One Gotta Go. I had to be reminded that this is Halloween week because Kevin didn't realize it. So I was like, oh shit, I guess it's mandatory that I do candy because last year we did, horror movies.
Okay.
Yeah, last year we did horror movies. And then this year I was like, shit, let's keep it simple and go candy. For the record, we're not like Tyler. I did not put almond joy in here because I'm not a terrible person.
It'd be too easy.
Yeah, because that'd be way too easy because almond joys taste like, almond joys taste like duck butt. Like, nobody likes almond joys.
Yeah.
So...
Sound, bro. Almond joys are delicious. And I'm not the only person that feels that way, because if so, then that shit would not still be on the market for all of these years.
Yeah, well, you can still buy candy corn and Twizzlers.
Exactly. There's a lot of bullshit in the market.
Watch it.
No one's excited about. Like, there's a lot of the trash things they sell in stores. So. Anyway. One Gotta Go, Halloween candy. They're all chocolate, by the way. I didn't mean for it to all be chocolate, but it just happened that way.
Okay.
All right. Kicking it off. Kit Kat. Reese's, Twix, and Snickers. Kit Kat, Reese's, Twix, Snickers.
That's tough, man. Good job.
Japanese Kit Kats?
Ain't no Japanese. Right here.
Why not?
Because we're talking right here.
Japanese Kit Kats are good.
They are good. I've had them. They're delicious.
But I feel like we need to keep it. It's a homegrown American candies.
The COVID candy.
So you're a nationalist.
That's I wouldn't say nationalist.
I like how you looked at the paper.
I would just use the word try. I don't even know if there's a word to describe what I am besides black. If I had to choose which candy, I can go first while y'all think. All right.
I have my answer.
Go for it.
Oh, you were so quiet. I thought I had to keep styling.
No. I'd have to go with Snickers, but that's just because I don't really like peanuts in my chocolate.
Wow.
I don't like peanut butter. I just don't really like peanuts in my chocolate.
What about like Mr. Goodbars? You don't like Mr. Goodbars?
No.
All right, y'all, I'm gonna head out.
I was gonna say Snickers too. Snickers,
what?
They like tough. They tough. They too hard. And they got it.
So basically, you say
you're just some gangster ass teeth, nigga. No big ass teeth.
I take care of my choppers, man.
He said they're hard.
They're hard. And they got dick veins on them. They got dick veins on them.
I have to conjure that.
Every time we want to have fun on this show, here comes Eric, fucking shit up.
They hard with dick veins. Y'all enjoy that, man. No. Snickers are cool. They cool, man. But if I gotta if one gotta go, that Snickers, they gotta go.
I would honestly rather have all of those. Like all of those other ones, I really like them. I just like I don't really eat peanut M&Ms. I don't like peanuts in my chocolate.
Those are the best. I was randomly craving some almond M&Ms last night at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Why do they make almond M&Ms? Why do you be finding almonds? Did you anyway, have like, some kind of alerts on your phone to tell you when the new almond products are popping up? Anyways,
I didn't even think about that connection. Maybe I just like almonds. I like, anyways, fuck y'all. And so, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. But I don't Twix. Even fuck with Twix. I don't think I've ever had a whole Twix in my whole life.
Twix is the best, yo.
Crazy.
Twix is the best.
It's cookie caramel chocolate, safe. Bro.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best of all the worlds.
But honestly, I don't think I've ever had a whole one, so it's entirely possible. You know, as a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm gonna go get a Twix to see how I feel about it. But yeah. I feel like yeah. I tried like a bite of it when I was a kid, and I was
throw all the almond joys in the trash.
Nah, never that. Give me some almond joys and some Mr. Good Bars. I'm good.
My answer is Kit Kats. Kit Kats taste like airy crunchiness that I just can't describe. Like. You bite a Kit Kat and you're like, all right, so where's the rest of it? Like, that's how it feels when you're eating Kit Kats. Like, there's just so much space. Where's the rest of it?
You get two, though. Sometimes you get four.
Again, like I said, you bite into it and you're like, where's the rest of this? Like, it's missing the filling. It's missing, I don't know. Correct. It's just missing the crunch. It's missing all the stuff that I like. I like Twix. Like, you bite a Twix, you taste the Twix. There's the caramel, the chocolate, got like a little cookie in there, maybe it's like crunch. You bite into a Snickers. Snickers got a whole lot going on, so it's always a party over there in Snickers Town. You bite into a Reese's, you know what I'm saying? You get that like intense peanut butterness all over it. Like it's peanut butter all through that hoe, all up and through that. Kit Kat? They just got pockets.
Can
Kara
just write the commercials for all of these going forward?
Like,
peanut butter all through that hoe.
All through that whole like.
But I mean, for what it's worth, though, I only fuck with Japanese Kit Kats. I don't eat like regular Kit Kats at all. So, I mean, I have to acknowledge that while I'm turning my nose up at your answer.
Okay, that's fine. Do what you gotta do, player.
All right. Not a bad one. Gotta go, Kev. Love the segment. Keep them coming.
I appreciate the fake generosity. It's a. seems very, very forced. I'm trying to figure out what direction the gunman is off camera that has the gun pointed at you and saying nice things.
He just like, walked out clearly, the door.
Yeah, like, clearly you're being held hostage.
Like, oh, man.
I gotta go.
You never know, man. You never know what you're getting into. Speaking of not knowing what you're getting into. First question comes from Mike Rich, and his question is, what's the worst thing you've gotten for Halloween while trick-or-treating?
I can go first.
Go for it.
I know.
Again, Kevin never trick-or-treated, so I don't have an answer.
I can go next. There were these little booklets. I'm sure they still exist. They're, I don't know what to call them other than Christian propaganda. They're called Chick Tracks, and they tell fear-mongering stories about how you'll go to hell if you don't, I don't know, like if you have they sex
like
put too
the,
early.
You like went up to like a door with a little pumpkin, a plastic pumpkin, and said trick or treat. Somebody put that shit in there.
Yes, it was included. That's with candy. There was like candy, but it was also like Chick Track.
See.
And that's definitely the worst. That's the worst thing. And y'all know these books if y'all see them. Y'all probably don't know them by the name that I'm using, but I will.
So they wrapped them in candy, so you actually thought you got something good?
No, nah, it's just like included in the in the candy, yo.
So, they're like, here's your candy, but also you're going to hell.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. It's Halloween, you know what I mean? Of course you're going to hell. Can't celebrate Halloween. Of course not. But yeah, this is what they look like. You've probably seen them around. Small little booklets with titles and a little image. Can either of you think of anything? Tyler, you sounded unsure. Can you think of the worst?
Probably a Twix.
The funny thing I was gonna say, it was like probably a Snickers. I don't know. Just got candy. I'm sorry. Nobody was trying to tell me whether or not I was going to hell.
Y'all ain't get a fun size Snicker with a 9mm in it? Not like that. Y'all remember them pictures?
No.
Oh God! I gotta introduce y'all to the internet, man.
First of all, why nobody giving us any mini nines? Okay, like
it's a full size nine. Oh, let me see. I'm gonna find it.
Does Detroit have like a staple candy? Like I know y'all have like the little like y'all said like the Coney Islands. That's like y'all staple like spot that people hit up, and like y'all got y'all chips or whatever. But like, is it like a candy that like everybody be eating? Or like, nah, ain't no candy. But, like,
no, what? I would say so. But we do have this thing called Devil's Night.
Look at your Twitch screen. Wow. Yeah. Y'all had never seen this before?
No.
I know that Devil's Night wasn't everywhere until I was like much Devil's older. I always heard of Devil's Night, but I didn't know that was a Detroit only thing. There was this whole thing where like people would set like shit on fire the night before Halloween, and it was called Devil's Night.
Girl,
I didn't realize this wasn't, I didn't know that was a Detroit specific thing until I was like a teenager. I thought that shit was just everywhere. I thought that's what everybody did the night before Halloween.
Girl, what, no.
What's being set on fire?
The devil is alive. I ain't going there.
I mean, I know that there were buildings set on fire at some point. Why are you asking all these questions, dog? I'll plead the fifth.
Yeah, a victim. Do you know that?
Burn the ops alive. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Wow.
That don't make no damn sense. Yeah, y'all can have that.
You know what? I was just getting candy. Look. That's all I was doing. Let me just walk, just take a couple laps around this community. Let me get some candy and let me dip.
All right. Next question comes from Sober Hippie, and we wish we had our missing castmates here because I'm sure that would extend the podcast for 40 minutes, but it's just us tonight. And Sober Hippie wants to know, since this week was the PS2's 20th anniversary, I wanted to ask if you guys had any memories surrounding the PS2's launch or the culture slash hype around the PS2's launch.
I mean, I have my own memories of like my own situation getting a PS2.
Tell us about it.
I don't remember the actual like launch. I remember, some of y'all know I come from a very like blended family. There's a lot of kids, stepkids, all types of stuff. But I remember getting the PlayStation 2, and I remember paying for my own games. I think I got Jak and Daxter, and there was some game with this girl and a tiger, and she like, oh, it was like Portal Run or something like that.
And there's a tiger?
It's some type of lion-like beast. But it was a girl who basically like, she was like pushed into a portal. I think it was the girl from like the old, like, it wasn't a G.I. Joe game, but it was like that. Oh God, I can't even describe it anymore. So she had like this saber-tooth tiger thing that like went through the portal with her. But basically, she had this.
It is called Portal Runner. I've never heard of this.
It was actually called Portal Run. See, now I have to look it up. I think I had that game. I think I bought both of those games. And I love this game. If it's the one I'm thinking about. Yeah, Portal Runner. Yep. But she was the female character from, it was some other game. It was like a G.I. Joe kind of style, like toy game, but the main character was a guy. Oh, it was from Army Men, Sergeant Heroes. She was the girl from Army Men, Sergeant Heroes.
Wow.
So she got like pushed through a portal or something, and she's trying to make her way back. So she has to go through, and this little like lion thing jumped with her to protect her. And you either ride the lion, or sometimes you have missions where you have to make the lion go do stuff. But I remember like being in dance class, and it was like the early Christmas that my step siblings came. So they opened the PlayStation 2 and stuff because we had to get it before they came. And I remember my stepbrother being like, oh, we got these awesome games. Like, I got this game and your sister got these other two games. And I was like, no, those are mine. I paid for those. The thing. Like, we got the system maybe like a couple of days before they came, but I wasn't allowed to play it. I couldn't play the system until they opened it. So I was already like mad about it because I wanted to play my new games. That's all I remember. But Portal Runner was a great game. Now I want
to
play it.
Never heard of that game. I have to look into it.
You should play it for Old School Saturday.
I probably hate it. I'm dead ass. Like, okay, you know what? I did like Ape Escape. Like, she suggested several games to me that I always end up like being very lukewarm about. BioShock is one of them. Kingdom Hearts.
I'm sorry. Did you just say BioShock?
I did say BioShock. Lukewarm. I didn't say I hated it. But I was like, eh, I don't know if I want to play this on stream. I'll play this, you know, at a later date. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts 1. Kingdom Hearts 2 is fine. But yeah. Ape Escape,
he just hates my games. It's fine. No. He doesn't give them the chances that they deserve. Sure. And he hates my games. Sure, and it's fine.
I love your games. Just like One Gotta Go. Unfortunately, your games have to go.
I don't remember. All right, I do remember. Like, I remember my older cousins got the PS2 when it first came out. And I just remember we was playing. I don't even remember what niggas was playing. I just remember that game, The Bouncer, had the screen on lock because that was like the only RPG out when like the PS2 dropped. Because I remember I watched them play Final Fantasy. So, like, I had been watching them play Final Fantasy. Like, all right, these niggas gonna get them some kind of RPG. And all I knew is, like, this game, The Bouncer, looked boring as fuck.
What? I wanted to play that game so bad.
And it was, like, the only one, but, like, after a while, it, like, other games came out, so, like, people stopped playing it. Wasn't that game, like, actually bad, like in hindsight?
I think people didn't like it. One of the main complaints was that it was a little bit too short. I played it recently. I never played it before, I think, this year. And it was all right. I could see the disappointment, though.
Yeah, so I was just glad when Tekken came out for the PS2. But then that's when the streets got hyped for real. I was like, okay, now next gen Tekken, let's get with it. Yeah,
Tekken Tag. That was a launch title. That was a big one.
Yeah, Tekken Tag was a big deal. That was a big deal. And wait, with us, like, that was it. So that's all Kevin remembers.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about, like, the culture of watching maybe I saw some news things of people lining up at stores or something, but I think I only remember that from YouTube videos that are more current, that are about the history of the PS2. For me, my main initial memories of the PS2 was NBA Street Volume 1, playing that over and over again with no memory card, of course. We about to get into that era again, y'all. These small internal storage sizes.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's definitely fond memories of the PS2. But yeah, I remember my friend having a Dreamcast in 99, and then PS2 came out in 2000, and he ain't fuck with the Dreamcast at all no more, just like the rest of the world. And but yeah, a lot of good times, man. But mostly NBA Street Volume 1. Tyler?
I didn't buy mine at launch. I ended up buying mine. I don't even remember like how long it was after it came out. But I bought it in, I want to say like 2001, 2002. And like NBA 2K2 was my first game. Like, I remember that. But, other than that, cause like, I think I mentioned that between, Nintendo 64 and like PS2, I was mostly kind of going through a PC phase. So I was mostly just like, you know, playing Tribes and games like that online. And then I decided to move back to consoles and got a PS2, but there wasn't like a whole anticipation or no shit like that because I went from PC back to console.
Yeah. Like I've said before, this generation will be my first time getting a console on launch. So I've never been super looking forward to them being dropped or like, oh, marking calendars and shit like that. You know, the best I could do is go to a friend's house who was fortunate enough to get one, or spoiled enough to get one, because my parents could afford that shit. They just didn't want to.
I don't think we got the PlayStation 2 at launch, but I remember going to different stores to get one. Like, I remember us driving to multiple like Toys R Us's or like other stores trying to find one, but I don't think we got it. Clearly, we didn't get it at launch.
Yeah.
I didn't get it at launch. That's why I said my cousins got it at launch. I didn't tell their story. I didn't get that shit for a little minute.
I mean, I've never had a PS2. My roommate in college had a PS2, and I was in college in like 2007, so he was like way behind with his shit. But yeah, I got to play a few of his classics, like, you know, his Tekken Tag 1. I got to play that again. I got to revisit. I actually got to play God of War for the first time on his PS2. Something else. He had Devil May Cry. So Devil May Cry 3, to be specific. So yeah, good times, man. But that is all the questions. You can send them via Twitter, Discord, Instagram, or Reddit. And that's it. Right? I'm pretty sure, sure. That's it. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. I appreciate y'all listening this week and tolerating me and my sass. It's been a good goddamn time. Kevin, can you tell them where they can find you?
You can find me back here again next week when Eric's hosting again, unfortunately. If you're looking for me in the meantime, you can find me at Hightower Power One on all my socials. Talk to me at Talk Back. Also follow the podcast at Hold It Down Pod. I got to drop the new episode. It's done, y'all, but I didn't put it out yet because I listened back to it and the audio sounds like my mic wasn't on. So my shit is mad low. So I was like, I almost don't want to put it out. It's like the content is there. I can't hold it back. You know what I'm saying? The screets need to be fed.
Yeah.
But I also have the recap out for Queen of the Ring event, King vs. Queens. That's done. I got to upload that. But I got content, y'all. Also, be ready for a new announcement for next month. So be on the lookout.
Hmm. All right. Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, y'all can find me on like Twitter in particular. I mean, I also have an IG, but I don't really use it. Y'all can find me on Twitter at Tyler Durden. And yeah, I'm a stream one day. It may not be this week, but yeah, you know, whatever.
All right. I guess I'll go next so they can remember Majestic Madness. Leave them with that exclamation point that is Majestic Madness. As for me, you can find me anywhere with the link MeMugga11. Just type it on Google. My next stream is a few things. It's my Just Chatting stream. I do those every other week. And I'll be doing a creepypasta reading. I'm going to be ranking the games that I play for Muggoween. And I'm also going to be doing something else that I can't recall right now. Friday will be Among Us. And Saturday, which will be Halloween, the last day of Muggoween, I'll be playing Devil May Cry 3. And that's it. Majestic, what's going on?
You guys can find me on Twitter. My username is Majestic_Mad15 because they wouldn't give me Majestic Madness 15. Someone done stole my name. You can also find me on Instagram a little bit. I mostly just post stories, but that's Majestic Madness 15. And then you can catch me streaming. I'm thinking my next stream is probably going to be Friday night and Saturday night. I might be doing 2 Phasmophobia streams for Halloween this week.
Hey, I'll be in one of them if I'm invited.
There's a couple people who want to make me play this game. So why not do Saturday night and Halloween, and then I can put it away and never touch it ever again. So I'm still trying to get the times of that, but definitely Friday and Saturday.
Can't wait. Thank you all for listening.
Wow.
What? I just sound like that. This is why I can't play Phantasmophobia, dog. I'm too even keel.
He literally, like, he would just run around and die. And he's like, oop, I'm dead. Oop.
All right. Thank you all for listening. We will holler at you next week or sooner if you're real. Check us out at everything we just shamelessly plugged. Talk to you then.
I'll holler at y'all with the hard R.
Shut up, yo. Peace.
Not the hard R.
Holler.